Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Heber Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
Cattle futures were under pressure today. We were down 80 to a dollar in the feeder cattle with September now the front month. We're at 139.05, down 87. The feeder cattle index, which expired against the August feeders, finished at 146.11. That was down $1.18 and about 60 cents from where the last trade was in the August feeder. So kind of a wide difference there, but it looks like those August feeders will close at 146.11. The September now the front month, 139.05, at a pretty good discount to where that went off. Live cattle, August up 37 at 110.72. October's down $1.30 at 105.05. And box beef at midday, choice was down 57 cents at 198.91, and select 192.97, and that was down 60. The USDA is reporting 6,500 head at Oklahoma National Stockyards, currently calling it $5 to $10 lower on those 6,500 head, which is a pretty good reflection of what the market has done up to this point. Now, technically speaking, the feeder cattle are going back to where their support levels were in both the months of June and July, and they have sold off about $10 to $13 off of their high just from the first part of the month. So that market has been hit pretty hard following that cold storage and on feed report that 2 weeks ago and then Monday of last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets in the red today. We led lower by the Kansas City wheat. It was down 13 to 16 cents. D16, 401 and three quarters, down 15. July 2017 at 440, down 13 and three quarters. Exports this morning were neutral, looks like, across the board. We had 512,000 metric tons of wheat, which was in the middle of the expected range. Corn was 1.4 million, a little bit above the range of 800 to 1.2. And then beans were in the range at 921,000. Expecting 600 to a million. The USDA announced 393,000 metric tons of beans in a news flash this morning, which was thought to hold the beans up at least for the beginning half of the morning, but of course they closed down 3 to 4. And then on Friday, Pro Farmer gave us their yield results on the corn and bean crop tour. Pro Farmer says that the corn yield will be 49.3 bushels per acre, where the USDA was at 48.9, so slightly larger than what the USDA thought for the soybeans. That put total production at 4.09 billion bushels for beans. The corn yield of 170.2 was smaller than the USDA's 175.1, and that put total corn production at 14.728 billion bushels. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.